From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. Inside the 22nd Judicial District Court in Covington, 20 behavioral health court clients await their turn in front of Judge Peter Garcia and his team. In a court that's finding alternatives to incarceration for people with mental illness, the one thing missing is lawyers. Once court is in session, a young man walks through the swinging doors and approaches the team. There's the judge, two case managers, two probation officers, a mental health clinician, and a peer support specialist. As the judge asks how he's been, the young man yawns and stretches his arms. He's been having a lot of conversations, he says. Judge Garcia looks at Tom Rowan, a case manager, who mouths,
"He's hearing voices."
The judge then slows and softens his speech. He says clients present differently based on their mental health diagnosis. That has to guide how he talks to them in order to get answers to the questions he asks. Visibly nervous, another man admits to using meth recently, a violation of the program. But it was his admission that mattered. Instead of sending him to jail, he was told to complete a workbook. Angie Wood, project director, says it's that discretion that sets this court apart.
While we have a standard in our policy and procedure, there may be reasons that we flex that.
Of the 34 active clients, 32 are dealing with both mental health and addiction disorders. Rowan says drug court only addresses the latter.
If you treat only one part of their pathology, you might as well not be treating anything.
The next client approaches the team. He's brought one of his paintings with him and walks it around the courtroom with pride. His painting seems to be helping. He's taking his medications, making his appointments, and progressing through the program.
The entire individual is being addressed so that finally they'll stop falling through the cracks they've classically fallen through.
Judge Garcia.
Very many of these people that are in the treatment community have seen these people over and over and over again. They've seen them through the years go in and out of treatment, in and out of jail. That's not happening anymore.
Because while all this takes place inside the criminal justice system, the behavioral health court realizes that what they're dealing with first and foremost is healthcare. Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.